Hey everyone, welcome back to the IWP Network, or if it's your first time,
thank you for hanging out with us.
Thank you so much for choosing this podcast, and feedback is always welcome. So make sure to check the links below for all social media links, audio and video versions of this show, and merch. We look forward to hearing from you and hearing that feedback. Enjoy the show. Sometimes if they are fake, they still dig deep. And when I follow them to the back of my mind, I find that I've gone too far this time. Too far this time. Hey everyone, we're back. I think we're gonna use this as bonus content. We'll use it like a Patreon bonus thing. But we're gonna do a reading here. It's a palm reading, but there's a little more to it, correct?
Yeah, we're gonna do a couple of different things here. I like to do something that I picked up a little while ago called, I was told to me it was Chinese numerology, but I'm not so sure about the Chinese part. It plays with the date of birth. Then we're gonna do some palm things. Palm reading, basically, I don't do it as any kind of big divination. I'm not gonna tell you lottery numbers. I'm not gonna tell you if he's tall, dark, and handsome. Basically,
definitely not.
He drinks, though. I know he drinks. Yeah. I can sense that. Basically, palm readings and the whole numerology thing is basically tells you about you, tells me about you a little bit. Then we'll do the sticks, and I'll explain what the Fiddlon sticks are, and then we'll do them. This whole thing takes, we can do bang this out in like 20 minutes.
Cool.
If that.
Okay. Awesome. So he's going to be doing a reading of Heidi, and I will try to do my best of figuring out what's going on here.
So, date of birth, please.
December 15th, 1988.
It's weird. We're all, so I'm the 5th. My little brother's the 10th. She's the 15th of all December.
Mm-hmm. January 21st, 53. My brother, January 21st, 56. My sister, January 23rd and 60. My brother, February 9th and 64.
So you're in this. Wow. We're in the same boat as my parents. Someone's anniversary.
My dad.
Their birthday.
My dad was December 6th, which is my daughter's birthday, and my mother was November 9th.
Yeah.
So we have November, December, January, and February covered.
Yeah. I think you say we're St. Patty's Day babies.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can use your imagination on that one.
So this is kind of like tic-tac-toe. We just lay it out in a grid like this. And we take each of the numbers, and they have their own little square. So we're putting the ones where they belong, the nines and the eights where they belong, and each of them have a meaning. The three ones tell me that you have strong leadership qualities. All right, that if you're not in a leadership position somewhere, you should be, because you would do good at it. You're a team player. You're also a person that likes their freedom. You like to be active and you like your freedom. You have a strong interest in money, fame, and power.
I like money.
And there you go. But you're also somewhat of a humanitarian, sensitive, and empathic, and so forth. So that tells me a little bit about you. That gives me an idea about you. And then I need to see your dominant hand. Okay, we could do a little more detail with the palm. We use the dominant hand because it's the hand that talks about her today. Yeah, if we were doing a lengthy reading, we would do the left hand as well, and the non-dominant hand would tell me more about her childhood and about the qualities that she came up with and how it translates over into her current life. So we're looking at the way she is holding her hand out to me with her fingers spread, tells me that she's very open to this idea. I will have people, and I talked about this in there with some people, that will actually stick their hand out and hold it like this, and I wonder why they're even sitting there, because they're telling me they're very closed off. They really don't want to know anything I have to say, but you're very open to the idea your hand is open and spread. You have a hand that tells me you're a very cut-to-the-chase woman. You don't want to listen to all the details. You don't want to read the fine print in a contract.
We turned into a black wall.
So, and that's a square shape of your hand rather than these long, elongated hands. So you're kind of like me. It's a cut-to-the-chase thing. You don't want to deal with all the nonsense. You have what's it called, a physical heart line. It is a heart line that curves up slightly and ends between your middle finger and your index finger. The physical heart line is a heart line that will tell me that, A, you're it's okay to be kind of a hearts and flower candlelight dinner person, but that's not really you. It also says that because it ends where it ends, between your two fingers, that you're the kind of person that will do stuff for people, but you know when to shut it off. You know, you won't get taken advantage of. You know when to cut it down. You have a headline that curves slightly down, which says that while you will think logically about problems and try to solve them inside the box, you'll step out of the box and break the rules to solve a problem. It ties into your lifeline, which suggests to me that you are not very impulsive. You're a toe-in-the-water kind of gal. You don't want to jump in until you check it out. You have a very nice lifeline. I played a joke on somebody sometimes. I do this. I was sitting in a New Age shop and just talking to the owner, and two people came in, young kids, very in love, 16, you know, sickening, sweet, diabetic stuff, you know.
And tattoo kind of love.
Oh, I'm telling you. They were all excited because their palms were exactly the same. And she said, go talk to that guy. He's the palm reader. And they came over. They showed me their palms. I did a real quick reading. And they said, well, we're worried about our lifeline because our lifelines are so short. What does that mean? And I went, you're going to die on Wednesday. but I won't do that to you.
Yeah.
No, you have a nice one. It comes out from the thumb a little bit, which is good. It's faint down here at the bottom, which would make me ask, illness when you were younger, or some kind of trauma or something? Nothing, because a lot of times that's the case.
I had a cyst removed, but
well,
they cut her heart out.
They cut your heart. They did that to me.
They had she has a scar. I guess when she was a baby, yeah. They found a spot in her heart, and they had to go.
Well, it wasn't my heart; it was like on my bronchial tubes. Yeah. It was a cyst.
Okay, well that would suggest that faintness, but then the fact that it got deeper and thicker here, and like I said, lifeline has more to do with quality of life than it has to do with quantity of life. So if I say anything about Wednesday, don't worry about it. You're a little mushy here, which would suggest to me that you need to pay attention to your health. It also take more naps.
Oh, all right. I can do that.
Take more naps.
And not as many donuts.
I'm a big believer on naps. If they were good enough for Einstein, they're good enough for me. But yeah, take more naps and pay attention to your health a little bit. Give yourself a rest. Give yourself a break every now and then. You have a nice flexible thumb. It tells me that you're a go with the flow person. You know, you won't dig in too deep. I use the analogy all the time that if you're out with friends and you want to do Italian but they want to do Chinese, you'll do Chinese, but next time it'll be Italian. Okay.
Both.
Your thumb is separated by two things: your logic and idea part of your thumb, and your willpower. This part right here is a little bit shorter than this part. Sometimes they're even, sometimes they're longer. It says that you don't often come up with a whole bunch of ideas, but when you do, you have the willpower to follow through. So the advice I always give is that when you get that idea, research it. Research it, follow through with it, because it's probably going to be beneficial to you. Your fate line, which is like your job line sometimes, says, you've had one, maybe two different jobs in your life. This looks like you only had one, that you've pretty much stuck to the same order of business. But it's a nice flexible palm, and it tells me a little bit more about yourself with these numbers. And now we get to play. Okay. Now let me explain these. Fiddle on Sticks was a form of geomancy. It's an old Celtic druid kind of thing. What they used to do is the reader would give the person a stick, and they'd sit down on the ground, and they would mark lines in the ground. And they would mark so many, and they would count them out, the marks, and if it was an even number, you got 2 dots, and if it was an odd number, you got one dot. Being the enterprising people that the Irish are, they decided to cut right to the chase and just make these sticks up. What you're going to do is you're just going to move them around. I like to do it this way. I'll flatten them in my hand and turn them over and get a drink. You can cast them. I don't care. When you do, just assemble them the way that you feel like they need to be assembled. And you put them to you that way. And then what we'll do is I'll turn them to look at me because I want to see them the same way as you. I'm going to write them down in the notebook just so we can play. Now, what I want you to do is I just want you to, this is not mentalism. It's not, you know, I'm not doing a magic trick here. So I want you to think about something, maybe ask it a question. But not a yes or no question. They're not configured that way. They're not. It's not like if you're doing a tarot card reading and you want to get a yes or no, you know, the upright card would be an affirmative answer. The upside down card could be the negative answer. So you want to ask, like, if it's a job, about a job, how will the new job work out for me? Or how is my relationship going to go? So one of those kind of things. It's not a secret. We're going to talk about it openly. What the sticks will do is tell a story and kind of give you a little insight to it and some advice along the way.
Okay.
Keep me out of it. No,
and divorce.
It's already started.
Okay.
Okay, you want it that way?
Yeah.
Well, there's no other way.
Oh, you circled it.
Well, she circled it. This is actually called Carcer. Carcer is the Latin root word for incarceration.
Oh,
good. You're going to jail.
We'll get to what it means and how it'll work out in the reading as we finish.
So essentially, if you're not watching audio, so there's four sticks, and the way she shuffled it and it came out is the stick has a solo dot in the top, a solo dot in the bottom, and then two, so it literally looks like it's an enclosed circle.
Right.
Yeah.
Another one, please. Another cast. We're going to do three.
Okay.
We're going to do it three times. Okay. So this kind of looks like a rainbow, right?
Yeah.
So
like an arch or a rainbow, yeah. Or a goalpost.
See, only you and your old man would think of that.
Uh-oh.
What'd you do?
Oh, no, I broke it.
You're looking at it this way?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
Well, whatever it is, we're going to talk about.
It's kind of like an H, almost.
You're gonna be happy, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what area was your question in?
Work.
Work?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, right now, this is Carcer, like I said. It's the root word for incarceration, but it could also mean gestation. It could mean a period of growth or development. So I would suggest there that something's going on in your work, or that you're thinking about maybe a new part of your work, but you have to let that idea grow. Mm-hmm. All right. Don't be impulsive. Don't do anything until you really think it through and let it grow. Look at it. It's kind of like a caterpillar turning into a butterfly kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Give it some time. This is basically a rainbow. This is a rainbow. This is saying that if you allow this to take its time and allow it to develop, that you're going to end up in a very happy situation. This is Albus the White. This is absolutely the single best configuration of these dots that you can get.
Oh, wow.
It is, talks about balance, mind, body, and spirit balance. So allow things to happen at work, let them develop, to let it happen organically. Don't push it, don't force it, don't do anything impulsive. The end result is going to be you're very happy in your job or very happy in the kind of work that you're doing, and you're going to end up very balanced, mind, body, and spirit. This is without a doubt the single best configuration you can have.
Nailed it.
That's cool.
Nailed it. And that's basically
the Powerball.
Nice.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nice.
I'll throw the dollar in for it. But yeah, that's basically the kind of things that I do.
Yeah.
It's
awesome to learn like of an Irish version of just like tarot card sticks, and essentially.
Right.
Yeah.
But
it's a quickie version. It's funny because we talk about like you have that square palm that says, you know, let's cut to the chase. I don't want to hear all the nonsense. Well, that's why this fits me very well. I don't want to go through long involved readings.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to spend the half hour, 45 minutes, an hour. We can bang this out, do three things, learn about each other, learn about ourselves, learn about your situation. 20 minutes.
Awesome. And if you want a book, you can contact the Tree of Life.
Tree of Life.
And get some appointments with Bob here, and
yeah,
you can get your readings.
Cheryl will set you up with Tree of Life.
Very cool. Thank
awesome.
You.
Awesome. Well, we'll close up there. So check all the links below for the social media to find out for classes, to get your readings with Bob. You can do the meditation, the crystals, right? I didn't call them rocks this time. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I was going to say, if you had a few more minutes, I'd sit with you and talk to you.
Yeah.
If you wanted to.
Sure. Yeah, we can do more. So you can set that up and go on your path here and experience it. We've had a blast here today. It's been a really, really cool time. I feel like I learned a lot. I'm excited to maybe dip my toes into some stuff here and learn more about this side of the am I saying it right? If I say spirituality, it's definitely a different venture into the world, and I'm excited to learn more. We'll take a quick break here, and then we'll come back and we'll learn some more. All right, we'll be right back. All right, so part three of the Tree of Life. We are back. We're gonna dive a little bit more into the crystals. Not the. I would call them rocks the whole time, and the whole time I'm like, I feel like I'm being offensive, but I'm not. I wasn't trying to be.
You might offend some people. It doesn't offend me.
Yes.
People, I understand, but there are some out there that would snub their nose at that.
Yeah. Well, I am not a professional when it comes to this. I'm still trying to learn. A lot of the stuff that I've taken in today has been a journey or an experience. Like it was a lot, but it wasn't overwhelming. Mm-hmm. It was. If anything, it made me, it gave me a hunger. I want to learn more. I want to dive into it more. There's so many things that we've kind of dabbled a little bit on Truth Behind Illusion when we talked about the Pennsylvania Dutch and a lot of this stuff. And it's just like, oh, we didn't even scratch the surface. There's so much more to this.
Oh, yeah.
We got documentation on the Ringtown Witch and then the Yorkville Trials. So we have some really cool stuff that we can bring to the table. So, you know, stay tuned. We have a lot of cool stuff, but we're bringing you back because I feel like you didn't have too much time
but that's okay. I'm back now and I'm thankful you're staying a little bit longer to talk to me, so thank you.
We don't mind at all. We're having a blast here. Your classes, like, we didn't really dive into what you do for your classes when it comes to what you...
So my classes are once a month here at the Tree of Life shop, and I usually do something like it's curated. Like this month I'm doing crystal grids. Sorry, am I talking too loud?
No, you're good here.
I'm doing crystal grids this month. So I'm going to teach you how to make a crystal grid for your certain intention, how to activate it and how to deactivate it, and how to properly cast a circle of white light for protection while you're doing it. Some of like the ins and outs of it.
Okay.
So that's what this month is. And like next month in April, I'm going to teach you about stones for the month after, for May, because May is the prosperity month. So that's April. I'm going to teach you that so you can have all the information for May and you can call in all that prosperity in that month. So that'll be all be prosperity and abundance stones.
So how about that? We started our relationship in the month of prosperity.
Yes.
That's why we've been around so long and it's so strong.
Yeah.
And you have great hands, so we just learned too. And you can really cast some Irish sticks, you know? The Irish in me was proud of you.
Yeah.
Now, the other side of that is I'll put sticks in your hand and you'll be Filipino. Then
Well, she's Vietnamese, so. Oh. Vietnamese, so, you know, she's not afraid of taking prisoners, you know? We had a joke that if we had a son, or even if a daughter, we were going to name him Charlie. And it was actually her joke, so it's not
so
me
bad.
Being insensitive.
It is bad.
But you got the idea from the Jennifer Lopez movie, because her name was Charlie in the one movie.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I just thought it was cute.
Yeah, it'd be
what
a cute name.
What
was
that? Is the wedding one?
No, not the wedding one. It was the one where she has the baby?
I don't know. There's
there's a lot of
I don't watch
movies.
That many.
Either.
Yeah, now I can't remember.
Yeah, it wasn't enough, I don't
What's
think.
What's that?
Are you on air?
Yeah, we're recording.
That's
you're good. No, you're fine. We're very laid back here.
Oh, it is the wedding one. It's Monster-in-Law, I think.
See, look at that.
Oh, yeah. Monster-in-Law. Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I need Cook for a favor.
Oh, yeah.
For a favor. Paging Cook.
So, yeah, we have a sense of humor, but...
We have a bad... Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, sometimes it's dark and people are like, what's wrong with you?
That's okay. I like that kind of humor.
Yeah,
so.
Sometimes when stuff makes you uncomfortable, you just got to laugh about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so... Yeah, so if somebody was brand new to the crystal game, right? I'm gonna get hip with it here. What would you recommend? Like if someone was coming, like how to like you got the jar, like the little things full of. Why are we clicking here? Something's clicking. All right, sorry.
It might be me.
No,
I'm
you're good.
Touching the wire.
No, there was I was getting like interference.
Okay. So what kind of crystals I would recommend? Yeah, so is that what you're asking?
Yeah. If someone comes in and like, obviously if it's your first time, you don't really know what you're looking for, what mm-hmm. you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. You just see a thing with all the crystals and the magnet. I was kind of playing with the magnets a little bit because mm-hmm. I'm a child. you know, like what do you recommend for people?
What I recommend is your basic quartz family to start off with, like your clear quartz, your rose quartz, your amethyst, like citrine is also another one. Now most citrine on the market here that you'll see is heat treated amethyst, so it gives it that orange look. So you could work with that as well, or you could work with real citrine, but that's very hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
Like agate also is another quartz based mineral. Stuff like that. Like that's the simple stuff. I get so many young girls, I guess from TikTok, coming in here asking me, they've never worked. You probably know what I'm going to say. They never worked with anything and they want moldavite. It's like, No. That is so. Moldavite, I'll tell you, is. And you like alien type stuff. Yeah, so you'll like this.
I'm learning about the
this
aliens.
This is a meteoric glass from thousands, and that's not on there.
Oh, it's not.
It's from, oh my God, millions of years ago when a meteor crashed in the Czech Republic. It created this green type of alien glass. And it's all like spiked. Some of it's spiky, and some of it's a little smoother. And people get so buzzy off of it, and because it really connects. If you know your chakra system, do you know your chakra systems at all?
No. I'm very drawn to it.
Yeah. Okay,
so like walking around, I was like, I want something that represents all of the.
It's you. You're doing something.
I might have been me. Well,
no.
But your chakra systems are seven. I count nine because I do your soul star and your earth star chakra. Energy centers in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the plain way to say it. So when you work with this piece of moldavite, you're working from your heart all the way up. And mm-hmm. we actually have more than seven. You have 108 in your body alone.
Well, not to cut you off real quick, but mm-hmm. another thing with the chakra is the imagery of man, right? Where his hands out.
That's our woman there. Woman. She's sitting.
What it has like the four arms or like that. You know what I'm talking about? That imagery.
Yeah, that is the Peruvian. I don't think I'm saying it right, but it's the Peruvian man from Da Vinci.
Yes.
Yes.
And that shows the chakras and stuff as well on it.
Yeah. Some of them do. We had a crystal grid cloth that sold, I think, last week that had that on.
Okay.
So, but yeah, that you can see that too. But there are lots of images with the chakras, and they will show you, like, that one is your basic chakras. So now when I do a crystal healing, I work with all seven of those, and I also work with 8 and 9. So 8 and 9 would be your earth star chakra, which sits 12 inches below your feet, and that connects you to Mother Earth. And your soul star chakra, which is 12 inches above your head and connects you to, like, your spirit guides and... angels, all that kind of stuff. You know, your spirit, your more spiritual side. So, that
I popped my ankle. So it was really loud. I didn't realize it was gonna be that loud.
But yeah, so I'll work with all those chakras, and then working with moldavite, you work with all those like higher chakras, and it can bring you. If you don't have like some of your stuff worked out, like your darker stuff worked out, it can really bring you down. It can bring you into like a spiritual depression almost.
Oh wow.
So that's why it's dangerous for somebody
like
who's
jumping into something you don't know yet.
Jumping into like the deep end of the pool without knowing how to swim. That's kind of like it is. Or I have a blog post where I described it as not drinking one drop of liquor and then going in and asking for the toughest white lightning they have and drinking it all and getting drunk and sick, and then you won't want to do it ever again.
Yeah.
So it could really turn people off real quick. So
I think it's this.
That's,
is that me?
I don't know.
Yes. It is.
I was getting notifications.
So that's the thing with moldavite. I try and steer people away. And then if you are new, I always go to those quartz-based systems because mm-hmm. Clear quartz is strong, but it's not going to overpower you either. Like, it's just the easiest to start working with. And there's some of the clear quartz you can program into anything you really want it to be. Mm-hmm. That's the nice thing about clear quartz. So you can sit with it, hold it, and program it with... ease and flow in life, and that's what it'll bring you. So, or you could just use it for clarity or magnification too. So an amethyst is a nice one for people who are trying to get in their spiritual side to meditate with that. It helps bring you down. It helps like level you out a little bit. So, and it also brings spiritual protection. Like I usually try and always wear a little bit of amethyst somewhere on me. And if you are getting into crystals, I suggest maybe like doing the tumbled first and carrying it every day in your pockets if you have pockets, or your purse somewhere close to you, And if you carry them in your pockets, I say carry one in each pocket. Carry what you want to call in your left hand, because left hand is usually receiving. And then your projecting hand is your right hand. So whatever you want to project out into the world with your right pocket. So if I want to call in spiritual protection and ease of life, flow of life, or that's what I'll say. Amethyst, I'll put it in my left hand, and then in the right hand, I'll project out rose quartz, which is love and comfort and all the love vibes. That's like the universal love stone. Yeah. So that's what I'll project out into the world with.
I think the biggest thing that I got today, just in general, like even when we walk into these stores, I always feel like you have a calling or something's just attached mm-hmm. to you. And I don't know, even like when I was going to first come in here, like the incense and stuff. And mm-hmm. I was like, I've always been attracted to Dragon's Blood.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I thought maybe just a cool name. Mm-hmm. But then like there's a rock named Dragon's Blood.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Crystal.
No, that's okay. It's a jasper. Yeah, it's Dragon's Blood Jasper. And that's actually for problem solving.
Yeah.
That's a stone.
A problem child.
That's, yeah.
The problem child is looking to problem solve.
If you're like stuck creatively, or you're stuck on a problem, that's a great one to have. Like my husband actually is the crew chief for my nephew's race car, Big Diamond.
Nice.
So every week I send him, he's gonna, like, if anybody watches this, he's gonna freak. But I'll say I always send him with a piece of Dragon's Blood in his left pocket. So he calls in that problem solving, quick to solve the problem of the car type of energy.
If they win, I think they need a new sponsor. They need the Dragon's Blood car.
Yeah.
The incense sounds amazing.
Well, he does win a lot. So
there you go.
He's pretty popular on that circuit, so.
Well, I need creativity and problem solving for the podcast. We're just going to put them on the table every episode and just put them on the table.
Well, and actually, I don't know if you ever heard of EMF, electromagnetic frequency, and the 5G. Mm-hmm. So there's crystals to help with that, to guard you against that EMF energy. And a big one is shungite. Sherry sells that out here. Hematite also helps you, and your black tourmaline, any of your grounding stones. You never want to put quartz or quartz-based crystal by something that's like giving that EMF off, like your laptop, probably this little toony thing here. You'd want to put something grounding so it stops that magnetic frequency. It actually holds that barrier. So yeah, like each crystal, just like us, you've ever heard of auras, like your aura, we all have a frequency we give off, like that aura. They all have that same type of frequency. And depending on what it is, how big it is, the quartz in it or whatever minerals are in it, it depends, that makes up their dominant oscillatory rate. And that's how big their frequency would be, like how big their aura would be. So
yeah, like another thing today too, I was like looking at is like, what's your favorite color? Nikolai.
Purple.
Purple?
At times, and light blue at others.
Okay. Like, for me, me and Hi, I feel like our color, like, we always bonded over the color green. Like,
yeah, I know. I love her hair. Yeah. I said that to her earlier.
Like, our favorite colors are, like, obviously, I also like black.
Yeah.
Green, like, we're both green and black. And then, like, when I keep looking at the, like, I keep looking over at the chakra thing, and it's, like, it's funny to... That the green
is trucker
is,
at first. Yeah, I was confused.
The chocolate. No.
Chakras.
Yeah. I heard trucker.
chakras. I don't know. But to accept. So like, I would feel like the air, the to accept, open mindedness.
That's a heart chakra.
Yeah.
So that's your heart chakra color too, is green. So if you wear a lot of green, you resonate with that heart chakra.
And just like not knowing that what the color represents and what it means to everything. It's just like, and then like being here and then getting the more education on, you're like, oh, that makes sense. Like maybe that's the reason why I'm attracted to that color, because of this reason. Like it's, I don't know, it's been like lights have been turning on for me today. Like, I don't know, like
we're, that's
like,
awesome, we're,
things are connecting, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even if it's like placebo or if it's whatever, I'm trying to be the open-minded skeptic, but not, I'm not taking it down or saying I don't believe any of it, but it's just, it's too coincidental to be like,
I've heard people say about the like Reiki and all that stuff, and they said like, well, it's probably just a placebo, but like in my mind, what if it is?
Yeah, what,
it still would make you feel better. So even if it is a placebo, you feel better, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. Like if a crystal makes you feel better, then run with it. Like honest to God,
I wouldn't cancel your doctor's appointments.
No. And I was always taught too, in the many years I've been doing this, it's the best of the East and the West. If you always supplement, like if you're given a prescription for something, use it, and then use a crystal to go along with it, or treat it with Reiki, or you know what I mean. So it's the best of the East and West. Mm-hmm. Try and meld them both together. It's not like you have to totally cut out all your medicines and stuff. That's a little crazy, you know. But
it's like, I'm gonna stop taking my antidepressants because I got this crystal.
I almost said rock. It's a supplement. Like, you know, and then if it's working for you, great. You know.
Mm-hmm. I think people are just in general, when it comes to anything, whether it's spirituality or herbal medicines or crystal or anything like that, I think people want instantaneous gratification.
Yes.
And they want it to work immediately, and nothing like that. Everything takes time and work, and if you're getting your mind right isn't a one day process. It takes a long time to get your mind right and figure things. And even when you do think you have it right, you're gonna have your relapses where you slip back into what your old
We're all human.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like if my trigger is I have an anger issue. Mm-hmm. I'm a white school county kid who's 33 years old. Like, I grew up on just the most anger.
You're 34.
34. I grew up in just anger. I just hate and anger. So like sometimes I slip back into that. I try not to. But it's just like, that's my trigger. That's my thing. Like, some people are jealousy. Some people are envy. Some people, you know what I mean? It's just,
and that's a lot of shadow work. Like, and when people say shadow work, I don't know if you know a lot about it. That's exploring that anger. Why do you have that anger? Where does it come from? Why do
you have this jealousy? Where it comes from.
Right, yeah. That's shadow work. And learning how to accept it, accept that part of yourself as you know, and being able to control it too. That's a lot of shadow work, or acknowledgement work, people call it too.
Yeah,
because people don't like the word shadow. I don't know.
It's whatever. It sounds dark.
Yeah, it sounds dark and spooky, I guess. So yeah.
So what else can we learn or pull from the crystals or and the energy?
Crystals can give you lots of different information. They're great meditation buddies. Like I said, amethyst is great to start. Lepidolite is also another good meditation. Sleep stone also. Stone called scolasite will help you meditate better and longer. Like, you could meditate for like 4 minutes, but it feels like an hour with scolasite. It takes you to a higher plane. Crystals can help with body aches. Crystals can help with getting your mind out of like a spiritual depression or depression itself. Creativity. Carnelian is an agate. It's a red agate base, and she has some of that out there too. That helps with like any kind of creativity for the arts or for motivation for exercise, that kind of stuff. So yeah, you can always make grids, you can make them with wands. It's all different ways you can work with crystals.
Now, when you do your classes here, the once a month, is it like a group class? Are they solo classes? Are they like
one? No, they're group classes. I generally get like five to six people come in, and we do the topic of the day. Like last month was crystals for love. So I went through all the different love crystals and gave an affirmation how to work with them.
A little Valentine's Day special.
And it was on Valentine's Day. Yeah. So yeah, I gave all the different kind of crystals and an affirmation to work with it that we offered out here, and some that we didn't, you know, so they can find their own.
Really cool. And then, like, once again, mixing it with like pop culture or anything, like obsidian. That's like a video game.
Obsidian is volcanic glass, so it does come from a volcano, you know. And actually, it's in its mind. And in obsidian, there's so many types of obsidian out there. There's snowflake, there's golden sheen, there's silver sheen, there's spider web and peacock and rainbow and all different kinds. And then in the mine, when you actually go into the mine to mine it, it depends on the different gas levels, the density of gas levels in the mine, that depends on if you get snowflake or golden sheen or you know, different areas of the mine will splinter off and have different ones.
Now, how do you know, like, if you're going to a place to buy, how do you know if it's real? Because I feel like I've heard before where
it takes some time to learn. But yeah, usually your quartz-based stuff, they don't fake. Moldavite now, like I was talking before, there's a lot of fakes on the market of that. And some of the fakes are so good, it's microscopic level. So not even I can tell.
So if you're just like a regular person who doesn't know.
Yeah, it's tough. You gotta look at your price. If you're getting something like Moldavite for like $20 and it's probably as big as my palm, that's so just green, regular green glass. But anyways, some other ones that are commonly faked out there.
Well, a lot of people are really getting into like the rock tumbling thing too.
Yeah, I've seen that too. I kind of want to get a tumbler now too.
So did that help you make like rocks or?
Yeah, so tumblers that you could take like our PA Schuylkill County quartz that we have here. We have naturally growing quartz and tumble it and it'll shine up like our clear, almost like our clear quartz. It'll shine up like a milky quartz. So that's what that does. Or if you have like your jaspers, we have some jasper and we have some, what's the other one? I can't remember now.
Like I watched some video where this person just had a thing like, and they like put it in their tumbler, covered it in, like in darkness, and then just like let it go for like a month, and then came back to it.
Yeah, and you put different kind of polishing agents in with it, like stones and sand and stuff. Yeah, that's getting to be very popular now. That's a TikTok popular thing. You know,
I'm getting all this on TikTok. I'm getting spiritual through TikTok.
Not on TikTok.
Every now and then, you know, you get a spiritual one, and then she looks over and you hear body yada yada. Yeah, you know what that one is.
I'm like the crazy cat lady. I love all the cat ones.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I like the dog ones. Not a huge. I get like I seen the cat ones where like they beat up the dogs, and I get so angry. I
feel
mad.
Feel bad for the dog.
That's my cat though.
I get
and,
so
and
mad.
And you'll get this, but like, my cat gets my dog in the RKO and pulls him down to the floor all the time. It's
like when
man.
The dog's afraid to walk and the like,
yeah, that's my cat and dog.
I walk up and like, yo, stop being a punk. Like, let the dog go.
Yeah, I tell my dog Max, I'm like, come on, stick up for yourself and go. Like, don't be a you know scaredy cat.
Both of our dogs are fearless when it came to cats. Like her we take our dogs to her mom's house, and both times the cats try to get like big with them, and our dog's like, please, are you kidding me? I'm a confident dog. Our Saint Bernard, the cat hit him in the face before he passed away, and she hit him in the face and he just looked at her and goes bow, and he hit her back, and then the cat was just like, you win, bro. Like,
I'm going. And Crystal, like, you know, crystals can be actually used on dogs and cats too as a, like a collar charm. Like if you have one, like
for anxiety.
Yes, for anxiety for calmness. Right, for anxiety. Like my dog.
Down.
Yeah, my dog uses CBD, and I do have a little crystal black tourmaline charm on him.
We need courage for our dog. We need anxiety, and we need calming. We need a lot of calming. Like if
blue
we can
lace
get
agate for that.
The whole collar just laced in it. Yeah. And then do you also make the jewelry with the?
I try to wire wrap. I'm not too good at it yet, but in some of my, like when I do a crystal Reiki session, if I've known you and you came to me a few times, I'll make like a medicine piece for you.
So and I make and you like do a Reiki brace as well?
Yes, I do Reiki. I'm a Reiki level 3 master.
Okay, so explain that, because I told him about, someone told me about it, and then I told him and he was like,
here's pet charms. See, and these are made by Donna. But there are different ones, like for more love and acceptance for the dog. Simple. If you have a dog, that's a rescue.
Yeah,
she
doesn't need any more love and acceptance.
Or a dog
we can't get her to stop following.
Carnelian, if you need a dog that's being a little too lazy, you need them to get up and exercise and lose some weight. There you go, Carnelian.
I put that on my cat.
See, I like when my dog's lazy. My dog likes to take naps with me.
Yeah, it's a good dog.
But and then
what does the block do
when it's trying to lay with me?
The lava stone.
That one's actually lava.
Yeah, I don't. This is just aromatherapy, I think, because I don't use lava stone for much besides sticking it on a bracelet and then putting essential oil on it, and it's like a scent talisman for somebody if you need lavender to calm down or citrus to spark yourself up a little bit, you know. And I don't know much about essential oils yet. I'm learning from Sherry about them. But yeah,
they smell amazing.
This one is actually really cool. You put a little bit of orange on it. Put it on your animal. It keeps bugs away.
That's cool.
Very cool.
So
awesome.
All different crystals can be used for a lot.
Yeah, I didn't even see those.
Sure, let's start with the Reiki.
Okay, I was just gonna say, what were we talking about now? Reiki. So Reiki is an ancient Japanese healing art. It's all about like balancing your chakras, getting good energy into you, channeling that white light energy through a conduit of energy. Like, I'll never say I'm a healer. That's something I'm not. I'm only a good conduit for the energy of Reiki and white light energy. So what I do is I'll take somebody, I'll ask them what they've been going through, and then I incorporate my crystals into it too. And it's totally intuitive with me. So I might be different from Sherry doing Reiki or somebody else doing Reiki, because I kind of listen to what my guides are telling me at the time, and I place the crystals where I need to place them, basically. So I do color therapy with the crystals also, but if I have a guide telling me I need to use black tourmaline all around the feet, that's what I'll do. You know, it's basically very intuitive for me. But Reiki is the healing art, or the healing art, I would say.
Now, when you say guides, can you explain
spirit guides? So. I have spirit guides, healing guides, and I have angels I work with.
So, just I'm not. I'm just
not. Oh, okay, go ahead.
Question. Like, no, so is this ahead. Like a communication thing? Like, you can you speak?
Yeah.
To, so it's like, is I it kind of like a mediumship?
I don't want to say mediumship because we all have access to our guides.
Yeah.
So I do not speak. I'm not very clairaudient with them, but I can. They'll put the image in my head what I need to do.
Okay.
Like I get that feeling and I see it and then I'll do it. You know?
Yeah. I would say like I've been told in the past that I have, I'm a channeler or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Or I have the ability to do the mediumship. Yeah. When I was in high school, we used to do like the ghost hunting thing.
Yeah.
And we.
Oh, that was so popular back. You know.
Yeah. And
I'm around the same. I'm 34, so yeah. I'm around the same age as you guys. So.
And I went to a woman who was that, and she was like, "Oh, you have a very strong connection. You just have to learn how to tap into it. And then I was like, "I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Like I'm just because it was terrifying.
It
you know
is.
I mean?
It is terrifying. And then like we were talking before about Zach and ghost hunters and stuff. And sometimes they can make you, they over dramatize a lot, but they can make you scared too to do it.
I want to like punch him sometimes.
Yeah. I don't want to punch his pretty face, but yeah, there is like some things I could call him out on. I love him to death for his looks, but that's about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, he likes him and who was the other one at the time? Taps, I guess, ghost hunters. They were a little bit, or were they ghost hunters or ghosted?
Something like that. Yeah.
They're all the same anymore. Yeah. They were a little bit more scientific. It wasn't everything wasn't, oh my God, that's a ghost. Oh my God, that's, you know, I can hear steps in the hall. Like they would try and debunk at least.
Yeah, that's one of our goals is we want to like, if someone says their house is haunted or if there's a location, like we want to just sit up and just do like a podcast and tell the story.
You know.
And just kind of experience it. Like we're not that a ghost hunter do that. Like we're just.
And I don't know if anybody out there might be watching this that is listening, but I think the best place to maybe go do that would be the Ashland Hospital.
Really?
The Ashland Hospital has so many ghost stories to it. And that place was, I don't know if you were ever in it, but it was very creepy. I was in it multiple times.
Yeah.
It was a creepy place. And before, if you ever see any historical photos of the Ashland Miners Hospital, before it was so pretty and Victorian looking.
Yeah.
But it was so,
it's closed now, right?
Oh God, yeah. It's run down in a mess. But I really wish somebody
own it?
I don't know. I don't know. Hmm. I know it was in bankruptcy for a long, long time.
I wonder if they're if we found who was owning it, like if they let us in just to record.
Yeah, because there are so many good ghost stories about, like, there was one nurse that people would see right before they pass away, or a little boy wanting ice cream coming into their room.
Wasn't there a little boy who was supposed to get hit by a car outside of
That's
it?
That's the little boy with the ice cream, I think, because they would give him, like, he wanted ice cream.
And he had his dog with him.
Mm-hmm.
And him and his dog were both hit by a car and killed.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I remember I knew someone who worked there, and they used to tell me the story where they would clean the windows, and they would turn around, and there'd be little boy handprints on the window again.
Yeah, the little boy was very strong presence there. And
people would see him and his dog before they passed, too.
Yeah, there was another doctor that they say, I cannot remember the name, my mother would know it, that haunted the halls there, too.
Yeah.
That would go in and check in.
I'm down.
Yeah. I wish somebody would do that before it goes. You know, it's somebody credible, like somebody who wants to actually see the truth, like see if it is, or you know what I mean.
Right.
It would be
not
cool.
Not just make it a thing.
Yeah.
Right.
We'd go there. We have equipment, but it's just like stuff I got off Amazon. Like I don't know the validity of it. Like we have one of those spirit boxes.
Oh yeah.
Like we never used it.
Yeah.
But we would.
Out of all the things, that is like the one thing I take seriously. Like the EMF and stuff. Yeah. But that spirit box. I was always taught, or I always learned that the spirit box works on white noise, and they come through white noise. Like that's the easiest thing for them to tap into and get into, you know.
And they said the way it's supposed to work is that it goes through radio frequency so fast that you shouldn't be able to hear like hi.
Right.
You
know what I mean? Right.
So,
you shouldn't be able to hear a full word.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So that's we have one, but we haven't had a chance to use it. But I would like to just sit up like a table, record me like here's the history, here's what we could experience, and then like I have like three or four cameras. We just walk around and.
Yeah.
Don't antagonize anything. We're
no.
not there yeah. to, yeah, just
that's the biggest thing, and that's the biggest thing with them. They antagonize, and I just feel like, when I see that, it almost hurts me. Like, you know, those people are, if they are there, they're stuck there, and they need to move on. They need help. They don't need to be poked and prodded, you know?
Absolutely. Awesome. So is there anything else that we missed that you want to cover?
Ghost hunting, if you go ghost hunting, the best thing to take is your black tourmaline. So that will keep you safe. That's the biggest protection stone I could recommend to anybody is black tourmaline.
I'm trying to bring a ghost into the house, right? Because
why would you want to do that? Because
if more spooky stuff happens while we're recording podcasts, we'll have more listeners looking at stuff in the background.
Oh
like, I'm trying...
No.
We're trying to get famous. No, I'm joking.
Not trying to get haunted.
Yeah, no, let's not bring the Ouija boards from God knows where.
We did a Ouija board show once. And nothing happened.
Well, they
nothing.
Tried, yeah. I was not there.
That was another one that I would not really touch when I was a kid. And I have, like, the historical ones. I have, like, the very first one that Parker Brothers made in Salem. And, yeah, it was,
it
like,
makes
my
me
mother's.
Nervous. Like, I'm intrigued. But I'm nervous.
It's too open of a portal. Yeah. You know, that's wide open compared to, like, your tarot cards or anything else. That's very open.
We used a Supernatural, the TV show, inspired
I love
Ouija
Supernatural.
Board.
Yeah. Oh, inspired by Supernatural.
Yes. Well, it's
oh,
like
I
a Supernatural
watch this episode.
Board.
Yeah.
Like, the board is super, like, from the show.
It's literally Tori and Bree trying to Ouija board and me and Andy making fun of it. Yeah. It's literally what the episode
I
was
listening to and I was like, Oh,
gosh.
Stop making fun of it.
The next episode, though, is the one where I thought you came downstairs and you thought I came upstairs.
Yeah, that was creepy.
And
you
heard footsteps going up the stairs.
Like, yeah. Like I thought I was upstairs because this was before I was on it, and I thought he came upstairs and went into the bathroom. And he thought I came downstairs and nobody was
downstairs.
Because
I heard somebody in the living room. And I was like, no one should be in there.
Yeah, it was pretty creepy. Yeah.
And if you're looking for ghosts, too, I'll tell you, Gettysburg is, well, it used to be one of the...
We did an episode there, but we didn't get a chance to record anything there.
Oh.
Yeah. Our goal...
Maybe this year.
I would love to raise the money or the funds.
I have to send you my picture, because I did have a picture from Gettysburg. That was my honeymoon. We went to Gettysburg. Because my husband's also... He's not into this as much as he is into the history of everything.
So that's how I am.
See, he loves history. So if you ever want a buddy to talk about history, he's right there, man.
Yeah.
But anyways, we went there for our honeymoon, and we took ghost walks and stuff, and I was taking pictures, and I caught something at the Molly, what was it, the girl that was shot. Now I can't think of her name. Oh, Jenny Wade, yeah. Sorry. Jenny Wade's house that was just interesting. It was like a face in a light, and it looked creepy. It looked evil almost.
Yeah.
And I caught a nice big orb on one of the battlefields there. So it was neat.
Yeah, we went there, but my goal is I want to like get the funds together and like rent out the one manor, like, because if there's only like six rooms in it and we get a group of us to go in and we all rent a room, we now have the mansion for the night, so we can go record something and we're not disturbing other guests. And the other one we want to do that with is the Lizzie Borden house. I would love to, because there's only a few rooms, but if we have enough people to each rent a room, then we have the whole house to ourselves because we're all part of the same party.
Yeah.
And then kind of like a little loophole in the system. Yep, and then we're like, hey, we're going to use the kitchen because we're not disturbing anything.
Because
a lot of times we're like, you can do whatever you want if you rent a room, but just don't disturb the other guests because the walls are thin. But if it's all of us together.
Yeah, it's all of you.
And then we record. And it's like, yeah.
That's
so
great. Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely a place I want to go to. I want to go experience Salem. I want to experience.
I went to Salem
Lizzie Borden house
2 years ago, and I'll tell you what, that was the best vacation. And I've been to the beach and everything, but Salem was the best vacation I ever had because I love this stuff so much.
Yeah,
you know, that was so nice to see all the architecture there and see just the history of the place too. And plus, the place is filled with places like this. You know,
Jim Thorpe was a blast too.
Oh yeah, Jim Thorpe
is
always
so close.
Jim Thorpe used to have the most amazing St. Patty's Day parade. And yeah, here I'm talking about St. Patty's Day, but I'm Irish by heritage, so it's more of a heritage factor to me than it is St. Patty driving the snakes out of Ireland or whatever. It's more of a heritage thing.
Well,
for
it's cool. Yeah, same here. It's cool to see that town is so. Irish pride.
Yes.
But at one point in time in its town history, they were literally marching him in and killing them. You know what I mean? It's the progression.
It's sad. It's some of the history of it is really sad, especially with our area. We are a depressed area that hangs, a lot of negativity hangs around us because between the coal miners that didn't get paid, like the Mollies and stuff. So, and I mean, what? Did you ever see the Dead Files episode? Do you ever watch the Dead Files? Mm. No, I used to like watching her. She was a medium psychic that would go in places, and she actually went to Centralia, or not Centralia.
Jim Thorpe.
What is it? By Schuylkillhaven, there. It starts with a C, I think. It's by Schuylkillhaven. She was investigating a house. But on the side note, she was saying, "I gotta get out of here. There's too many dead people. There's way too many dead people. I hated here." So she left right. Like she left pretty quick. And here. A few months after her, show. Do you remember this? Dead bodies.
Yeah.
That are on that plot of land that's always for sale across from Penn State.
Yeah. So what happened was they extended the road.
Oh, yeah.
They in Schuylkill Haven. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And it was a potter's grave of all Spanish flu victims. Yeah. Yeah. You know?
Or tuberculosis or something. It was some type of pandemic.
Flu. Yeah.
And they dug it up and found all these bodies that were just like dumped in a massive grave.
Yeah. And that's probably what she was feeling there. Because it was just funny. Because it was that episode. And then 3 months later, they start doing that expansion. And they found that. And she said, it's just too much depression, too much sadness, too much sickness here.
Yeah.
I got to go. There's too many
dead. This area is just very... work till you die area.
Yes, you know it is.
And a lot of people don't have, like, even in this area, like, it's hard to be a creative person or to do, like, something like a podcast or a musician or an artist, because people in this area, like, we're so, like, hey, we'll watch TV and we'll support sports and we'll support this. Mm-hmm. But, like, if somebody in your own backyard is trying to be creative, it's kind of like, how dare
doing?
You?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Like, go to work.
Right, you know what I mean? Like, that's, you get the shame on you for that.
It's like
but the more you do,
my brain was just going, I'm sorry, it's Crisona.
Crisona. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. I was like right on the tip of my tongue.
I know it's here. Yeah.
Well, Crisona's before that. So that would be more the Schuylkill Haven.
Yeah, but she was in a house in Crisona. Yeah. And then she, I guess, was going through and she said, this whole area is just like, it's filled with dead. It's filled with sickness. But that's what happened.
Well, there's probably, I mean, that's place across Penn State, probably not the only place.
No,
like well, they said that there's a cemetery.
I'm sure there's more.
There's a cemetery behind Penn State Schuylkill that's really bad too.
Mm. Oh, okay, so I never knew that.
Like tuberculosis, like stuff like that. It's supposed to be pretty rough.
Yeah.
I want to thank you guys again for having us here.
Thank you, and thank you for spending some extra time here with me too. Yeah. Thank you.
Not a problem.
I would be it would be a pleasure to be on any other of your podcasts, especially The Truth Behind the Illusion.
Yeah, and it was nice to walk in to hear like, oh, I know about Truth Behind Illusion and I know about your Tornado Tag Wrestling podcast, and I was just like, because like a lot of times people listen, but we don't know like who they are.
You know, that's another thing too. And I don't know, being a woman, like when I say I like wrestling, that's like, what is wrong with you? You know, it's like a stereotype thing, I guess. And I was like,
I love
leave
it.
Me alone. I like it. I've liked it since I've been a little girl.
Yeah. It's a fun thing. It's like soap opera. It's entertainment.
Yeah,
it's soap good storylines.
Yeah.
For a while, he was like, "This is stupid," and I was like, "You're a theater kid." He goes, "Yeah." I was like,
"This is theater."
And I was like, "So we
theater
went
and circus all in one."
Yeah. And then we took him to a live show, and he was like, "All right, I see what you mean."
Yep.
Yeah. He had a good time.
Yeah.
Well, it also helped that you were going to watch a friend.
Right. I mean, I don't know. I'm different. I feel like going somewhere. Versus like
TV.
Watching it on a screen.
Mm-hmm. Tonight is it tonight or tomorrow night? I think they're doing it Sunday night. Is the AEW pay-per-view?
Yeah, it's the AEW pay-per-view. And I liked when they had it on Saturday. I don't know why they changed it to Sunday.
I think tonight's their UFC pay-per-view and they don't want to compete.
Oh, that's probably what it is.
Yeah,
I used to watch a lot of that too.
But I don't know. There's supposed to be two big surprises at this AEW pay-per-view.
I know, some two big signings. They just signed Big Show or Paul White.
Yeah,
as a commentator type position though. I think.
God, I was just clueless.
Sure.
Like I don't know any.
The Big Show.
People.
He had
who
a Netflix
you,
show.
Who do you think the signing might be?
They said Hall of Fame caliber person. So it's someone who's not a Hall of Famer. So everyone's saying Bully Ray, but I'm like, he's already in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But Billy Ray, the singer?
No,
Bully Ray.
Bully Ray. The Dudley Boys. You probably won't know.
Yeah.
No, I
have no idea.
That's okay.
Billy Ray.
I don't know.
They're signing Miley Cyrus's dad.
Old Town Road.
That's Billy Ray's Cyrus.
Yeah.
Do you know his song before Old Town Road?
You weren't born yet.
Yeah, Achy Breaky Heart.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh?
All right. Okay, you're cool. You're cool then.
Nailed it.
But yeah, I don't know who it could be either. I'm kind of like trying to guess.
There is a weird thing going on right now in WWE Shop where you cannot look for Brock Lesnar's merchandise.
That might be it.
And he's not under contract.
And that, you know what? That happened the last time with Sting. Before Sting previewed, I know we're switching gears here hardcore.
If there's
but
not a wrestling reference, we didn't do our job, so this is fine.
That last time when Sting previewed, right before that, they took all his product off the shelves on WWEShop.com. So I wouldn't doubt that it's Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, that'd be a big money guy.
Yeah,
and he's not a Hall of Famer yet.
No.
And that would be a huge signing.
Yeah, I just hope they don't utilize him the same way WWE did.
See, I hated it for a while.
Yeah.
Until the payoff made sense, and I was like, it makes sense why they did Brock the way they did Brock.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You liked it then. I was okay. Like, I was all right with it, but it wasn't the best, I didn't, I guess.
When he's there, he works. Like, he makes the match worth it. So it's tough, but...
Yeah.
We'll wrap up on that note, but thank you guys so much, and we'll do more. Check the links below to follow everything about this place. I'll put everyone's information from the business cards I got, too, that they can contact, but come do some classes here. Yeah. Experience things.
We have a multitude, a variety of classes and a variety of items in the shop, so everybody's welcome to come look at our stuff and ask us questions. We love people ask us questions.
And it's fun. Come get a reading. Our readings are a good time.
Definitely. Yeah, readings are always a good time, so... Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you, guys.
That'll do it for Interviews with Everyday People. I don't know what number episode this is.
I don't know.
It's 2,455,000. We'll see you next time. We're out of here.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye.